Chinese hackers maybe take a shot across Google's bow, but the target may have been email accounts in the U.S. government.
Harry Radaghi of Deloitte Center for Cyber Innovation.
There's these complex attacks that come at you, sometimes throwing new technologies, taking advantage of vulnerabilities that are in the software. You have to isolate the problem, clean it, certify it, and then put the activity back online again.
Google says this latest complex attack came from China. The Chinese government says it wasn't them.
When conventional warfare starts, you know. When it's cyberspace, you might have to wait until you see the whites of their icons. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 2nd. Tons of usernames and passwords stolen while the email was delivered to somewhere in China.
Is it industrial espionage? Is it a military act? And what is Google to do? Another question for that company, not country. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. And it's all about weather this morning. Massachusetts, the latest state to be targeted by the most destructive tornado season ever. One tornado near Springfield, Massachusetts, yesterday was at its height 10 miles high, forcing commercial jets to fly around it. Four people are dead, many more injured, and schools, churches, and homes along the tornado's path have been reduced to splinters. Pastor Bob Maroney says he and his wife ran to the basement and could feel their house shaking as the tornado rolled through.
When I came out, 360 degrees around our house, it is just awful devastation.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has declared a state of emergency throughout Massachusetts and mobilized 1,000 National Guard troops to help with the rescue and recovery efforts.
As you heard earlier, Google says hackers based in China gained access to hundreds of Gmail accounts, including some belonging to senior U.S. government and military officials. The personal Gmail account of one cabinet-level official was reportedly compromised. The Chinese government this morning says it is not involved in the cyber spying campaign. We're going to talk more about what exactly happened in this case in a few minutes. A report from a group of high-profile world leaders says the global war on drugs has failed and calls on governments around the world to decriminalize drug use. The panel includes former UN Secretary Kofi Annan and the former presidents of Mexico and Brazil. Former Colombian President Cesar Gaviria singles out the American anti-drug policy.
There are more than 1,500,000 people in jail. We think that that policy is really failing. They are using all their money to pull on law enforcement. They are using very little for treatment. The policy that is not working at all.
Both the U.S. and Mexican governments dismiss that report.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says changes to mandatory minimum sentences for crack cocaine convictions should be made retroactive. That means up to 12,000 federal prisoners could have an average of 3 years shaved off their prison terms starting in November. Well, it's been a couple of weeks, but now it appears Libya's top oil official is the latest figure to desert Muammar Gaddafi. He's reportedly defected. Fighting continues to escalate in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. Both sides said to be receiving reinforcements this morning after overnight battles between government forces and opposition tribal groups once again left dozens dead.
The U.S. and Pakistan are building a joint intelligence team to go after top terrorists inside Pakistan. That comes after Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presented the Pakistanis with a list of most wanted terror targets. Here in the U.S., Mitt Romney will formally announce that he's running for president today. And the U.S. government is going to end up with a loss of about $14 billion in taxpayer money on the bailout of the auto industry. That's just a third of the loss that officials initially estimated. Asian and European markets are down, but futures are up. The Dow will start at 12,290, the S&P at 1,314, the NASDAQ at 2769. We'll have more details about that Google hacking story they say comes out of China in a moment. Also this morning, we talk about the discovery of AIDS 30 years ago this week, and the man responsible for identifying the disease joins us later this hour. But we want to continue the discussion we've been having with you all week long. Housing prices at a 9-year low, so has it made you reconsider that age-old question, to rent or to buy? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.